a very beautiful story about Radha. She loved the Lord so much. So very much. There is no end to the so very, to the nth degree. There are many such episodes, you see, testifying her love for the Lord. Well, that's her love for the Lord. But Lord's love for her, hardly we get one or two stories. We know it that, well, he will refer her very endearingly, refer to her very endearingly. But there's one very touching story in this. You know, one day Radha was not a maiden, but she had her family and she had her husband and all that. She was a milk maid, but she was madly in love with Lord Krishna. Not human love, but love which is only a gift from the Lord. So well, her love for the Lord was so great that other girls were very jealous of her love for the Lord. So they tried to emulate her. But emulating will not do in love affair, you see. One has to receive the gift of love. So she had received. But they knew it, and with the passage of time, they said, well, that's her fate. What can we do? We also love the Lord. Yeah. So that's how it was. A sort of a compromise amongst the other milkmaids and all that sort of thing. And there was constant struggle, you know, for her to wrench herself from her family life and to be exclusively for the Lord and so forth. Many things happened. Many altercations would be there in a family and all sorts of things. With the passage of time, at last, Radha could one day embolden herself to visit Lord Krishna in his palace there, on her own. Yeah. And Lord Krishna was overjoyed to hear this, that Radha is coming. Radha is coming. And he wouldn't get tired to tell the other women folk and other men around that Radha is coming to the palace. So yeah, we know it. And after 2 minutes or 3 minutes again, he will say, do you know Radha is coming to the palace? Do you know that? And so forth. And you know, that is the exchange of love. Hearts, two hearts loving each other to that degree, pure love. There's no such thing as privacy or anything of that sort. Nothing to hide or anything like that. So the women folk there who were in the palace of Lord Krishna living with him got so fed up of this Radha being Lord Krishna is just trying to din this word, you know, Radha and all that. I said, you know, Radha will be coming. Which apartment will you apportion to her? See that the bed is properly done. See that this is the, and see what is the food that you will be cooking. And what is the, and remember one thing. She loves hot cup of milk in the night before going to bed. Eh? Remember that. Give her a nice mug full of milk. I said, yeah, we'll do it and all that. So, to cut the story short, to give you a little picture of all this that is happening there, Radha has come, Radha is well received, Radha is right royally received, and all Krishna, Lord Krishna is very happy and all that. And well, the other women, you know how it is. They look over these things and that. Well, now it's night time, Radha has had her sumptuous supper and all that, it's night time for her to go to her apartment and sleep. Immediately, a boiling milk cup is sent there. Krishna has rested in his room and all that, and his, what do you call, consort is there, massaging the feet of Lord Krishna and all that, soothing for rest and all that. That's the usual custom among the women folk, you know, to see that their husbands and their, they are well resting and all that. So she is there massaging his feet and all that. Krishna remembers this. Hope somebody has given hot cup of milk to her, that they don't forget. Please you rest well and all that. And so he keeps quiet. After a while she is massaging the feet of the Lord, all of a sudden she is frightened to see all this popping up, you know, blisters up all of that. on his feet and says, what's the matter with you? Have I massaged the feet so harshly or something like that? What's the matter? So Krishna says, what's the matter? What has happened to you? He says, all of a sudden I see the blisters on your feet. He says, don't worry. It's nothing. You know, the feet of Radha are so, what do you call, has made a room in my heart. She has placed herself wholly, and so what has happened is, no, my feet are, what do you call, embedded in her heart. So what has happened is that she has been through spite given boiling milk without letting her know. They offered her and says, Krishna wants you to drink it immediately. So she drank it with my name. So lest her gullet and other things get, what do you call, scorched or anything, that I have taken upon my feet the heat. So there is nothing. Come on, you continue here. So this is the story that comes to us of Lord's love for Radha.